Idegennyelvi mérés, 8. évfolyam, A2-es szint, angol nyelv. Hallott szöveg értése feladatsor. Időtartam 30 perc. Most a hallott szöveg értése feladatsor következik. Három feladatot kell megoldanod. Az egyes feladatokhoz tartozó szövegeket kétszer hallgathatod meg.
Task 1. Where are they? You will hear short dialogues. Listen and decide where are the people. Choose the right place from the list, A to J. Use only 7 places. Write your answers in the boxes. There is an example 0 at the beginning. Now read the list. You have 30 seconds. Now listen to the dialogues. First, you will hear the example. Example 0. Excuse me, do you know where the railway station is?
It is not far. You can take a bus or just walk along this road and turn right at the second corner. It is a huge building on your right. 1.
Can I help you, Mom? You look rather tired.
Yes, it's very kind of you. I have a lot to do. Maybe you can water the strawberries and the tomatoes.
Okay, I'll get the watering can and do it now.
2. What color do you have in mind?
I love red.
Not bad, but for a pullover, I prefer gray.
3.
Excuse me, is the first Harry Potter book in?
Let me check. I'm sorry, someone has already taken it. It should be here at the end of next week.
4.
Mom, can I go over to Billy's house?
Yes, but you need to clean your room first.
Do I have to put my clothes into the wardrobe?
Yes, and make your bed too.
5. What can I bring you?
I'd like to order a fish and chips, please.
And what would you like to drink?
Just a glass of water, please.
6. So, which trail should we take?
Can you see the yellow triangle on that big tree?
Yes. Is that important?
Of course. That sign will lead us to the top of the mountain.
7. Are you traveling together?
Yes.
May I see your tickets, please?
Just a moment. They are in my pocket. Here you are.
Thank you. We arrive at Central Station in about 30 minutes. Now You have 30 seconds before listening to the dialogues again. Now, listen to the dialogues again. Example 0. Excuse me, do you know where the railway station is?
It is not far. You can take a bus or just walk along this road and turn right at the second corner. It is a huge building on your right. 1.
Can I help you, Mom? You look rather tired.
Yes, it's very kind of you. I have a lot to do. Maybe you can water the strawberries and the tomatoes.
Okay, I'll get the watering can and do it now.
2. What color do you have in mind?
I love red.
Not bad, but for a pullover, I prefer gray.
3.
Excuse me, is the first Harry Potter book in?
Let me check. I'm sorry, someone has already taken it. It should be here at the end of next week.
4.
Mom, can I go over to Billy's house?
Yes, but you need to clean your room first.
Do I have to put my clothes into the wardrobe?
Yes, and make your bed too.
5. What can I bring you?
I'd like to order a fish and chips, please.
And what would you like to drink?
Just a glass of water, please.
6. So, which trail should we take?
Can you see the yellow triangle on that big tree?
Yes. Is that important?
Of course. That sign will lead us to the top of the mountain.
7. Are you traveling together?
Yes.
May I see your tickets, please?
Just a moment. They are in my pocket. Here you are.
Thank you. We arrive at Central Station in about 30 minutes. Now you can check and complete your work. You have 60 seconds. Task 2. My summer camp.
John is talking about Lakeville summer camp. Listen and finish the sentences with the correct answer A, B, or C. Write your answers in the boxes. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. Now read the sentences. You have 90 seconds.
Now, listen to the recording.
My summer camp. I know that everybody has a favorite place, a place that we love more than anywhere else in the world, a place where we feel completely comfortable. I live in Boston, but the place I love the most is in a little town called Lakeville. My place is a summer camp called Camp Egan. I'll travel there in June, and I am very excited. Every summer, I spend 2 months in the camp where my friends and I live in a small wooden house. There are also others who sleep in big tents in the middle of nowhere. It started in the fifth grade, when my parents put me on a bus to Lakeville and waved goodbye, hoping that I would come home in one piece and with relatively few damages. This was the first time when my great adventure started. The summer camp is something you just can't really explain to anyone who hasn't been there and done it. It's a unique experience, a magical and wonderful place where people are very friendly and nice to one another. It is also a peaceful and quiet place. During these weeks, there are always many different activities. We play together, cook together, eat together, or go on excursions together. We sing silly songs, play games, and before going to bed, we always, always tell stories to each other. But it is not always easy to live there. For example, there is no running water, so we cannot take a shower, and outside the sky is full of mosquitoes. So we go to the lake if we want to take a bath. We also use water jugs for brushing teeth. My family often ask me why I go back there every summer. I love to go because there I can make friends easily. People I meet there may become best friends because I learn everything about them in a short time. This is a happy, happy place. I cannot wait to go there this summer, too.
Now you have 30 seconds before listening to the recording again. Now listen to the recording again.
My summer camp. I know that everybody has a favorite place, a place that we love more than anywhere else in the world, a place where we feel completely comfortable. I live in Boston, but the place I love the most is in a little town called Lakeville. My place is a summer camp called Camp Egan. I'll travel there in June, and I am very excited. Every summer, I spend 2 months in the camp where my friends and I live in a small wooden house. There are also others who sleep in big tents in the middle of nowhere. It started in the fifth grade, when my parents put me on a bus to Lakeville and waved goodbye, hoping that I would come home in one piece and with relatively few damages. This was the first time when my great adventure started. The summer camp is something you just can't really explain to anyone who hasn't been there and done it. It's a unique experience, a magical and wonderful place where people are very friendly and nice to one another. It is also a peaceful and quiet place. During these weeks, there are always many different activities. We play together, cook together, eat together, or go on excursions together. We sing silly songs, play games, and before going to bed, we always, always tell stories to each other. But it is not always easy to live there. For example, there is no running water, so we cannot take a shower, and outside the sky is full of mosquitoes. So we go to the lake if we want to take a bath. We also use water jugs for brushing teeth. My family often ask me why I go back there every summer. I love to go because there I can make friends easily. People I meet there may become best friends because I learn everything about them in a short time. This is a happy, happy place. I cannot wait to go there this summer, too.
Now you can check and complete your work. You have 60 seconds. Task 3. Which is the best title? You will hear short news stories. Listen and find the best title, A, B, or C, for each news story. Write your answers in the boxes. There is an example 0 at the beginning. Now, read the sentences. You have 90 seconds. Now, listen to the stories. First, you will hear an example.
Example. Andy Murray is a famous tennis player. He is from England. He is number 2 in the world. He also has a baby daughter. He says she is very important to him, and he wants to be a good father. But he is, first of all, a great tennis player. He is on a team for Great Britain. 3 other men are on his team. 1 is his brother. The team wants to win for Great Britain. It will be the first time since 1936 if the team wins. 1. Dr. Rob March recently filled his swimming pool with Coca-Cola, 200 pounds of ice, and a bucket of lemon juice, creating a large cocktail. He jumped into the pool and stayed for about 20 minutes, but didn't notice any significant changes to his skin or hair other than feeling really sticky.
2. Solar Experience 2, an aeroplane that runs on the power of the sun, landed safely in England on the morning of June 23. It was the first fuel-free flight around the world. English pilots Josh Mickey and Brad Tarby took turns piloting the plane. The solar plane travels only about 43 miles an hour, closer to the speed of a car on a city street than a traditional plane.
3. An aeroplane made the dangerous trip to the Sahara Desert to help and fly a sick worker from an American research base. The plane made its way to South Africa, where the patient will be placed in a hospital. 4. Residents of the southwestern states of Mexico have been experiencing extremely hot weather in the last few days. It brought record high temperatures in several states. In Palenque, the popular tourist destination, for example, the temperature reached 41 degrees. Meteorologists asked people not to go outside on days like this.
5. An elephant at the Chester Zoo has given birth to a healthy male baby, the first ever to be born at the zoo. Baby elephants are usually born during the night, and so was this little creature who has already become the star among the visitors.
6. A team of designers spent a month crafting a big cat puppet, which is nearly 3 meters long and more than 2 meters tall. The copycat will appear in daily parades throughout the summer as part of the town's 50th anniversary celebrations.
7. A very small knife was found beside an Egyptian king. It is made of iron, researchers say. The weapon was discovered by archaeologist James Bigham in 1925. However, only recently have researchers used a special X-ray to find where the iron came from. Researchers say the material of the knife came from a meteorite. It is now on display at the Egyptian Museum of Art.
Now you have 30 seconds before listening to the stories again. Now, listen to the stories again.
Example. Andy Murray is a famous tennis player. He is from England. He is number 2 in the world. He also has a baby daughter. He says she is very important to him, and he wants to be a good father. But he is, first of all, a great tennis player. He is on a team for Great Britain. 3 other men are on his team. 1 is his brother. The team wants to win for Great Britain. It will be the first time since 1936 if the team wins. 1. Dr. Rob March recently filled his swimming pool with Coca-Cola, 200 pounds of ice, and a bucket of lemon juice, creating a large cocktail. He jumped into the pool and stayed for about 20 minutes, but didn't notice any significant changes to his skin or hair other than feeling really sticky.
2. Solar Experience 2, an aeroplane that runs on the power of the sun, landed safely in England on the morning of June 23. It was the first fuel-free flight around the world. English pilots Josh Mickey and Brad Tarby took turns piloting the plane. The solar plane travels only about 43 miles an hour, closer to the speed of a car on a city street than a traditional plane.
3. An aeroplane made the dangerous trip to the Sahara Desert to help and fly a sick worker from an American research base. The plane made its way to South Africa, where the patient will be placed in a hospital. 4. Residents of the southwestern states of Mexico have been experiencing extremely hot weather in the last few days. It brought record high temperatures in several states. In Palenque, the popular tourist destination, for example, the temperature reached 41 degrees. Meteorologists asked people not to go outside on days like this.
5. An elephant at the Chester Zoo has given birth to a healthy male baby, the first ever to be born at the zoo. Baby elephants are usually born during the night, and so was this little creature who has already become the star among the visitors.
6. A team of designers spent a month crafting a big cat puppet, which is nearly 3 meters long and more than 2 meters tall. The copycat will appear in daily parades throughout the summer as part of the town's 50th anniversary celebrations.
7. A very small knife was found beside an Egyptian king. It is made of iron, researchers say. The weapon was discovered by archaeologist James Bigham in 1925. However, only recently have researchers used a special X-ray to find where the iron came from. Researchers say the material of the knife came from a meteorite. It is now on display at the Egyptian Museum of Art.
Now you can check and complete your work. You have 60 seconds.
A hallott szöveg értése feladatsor befejeződött.